Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us today, and it actually is the beginning of September. And September, one of the many awareness months that we celebrate in September, is National Suicide Prevention Month. And on today's show, my guest is Margaret Ennis. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning, Carol. Thank you very much for having me here today.
Well, I am so happy for you to join me. For those of you that may not know, Margaret Ennis is the administrator of Wayne County Office of Behavioral and Developmental Programs and Early Intervention. And we always joke around that if you could say that 10 times fast, right. You really know the title of the office that you work for. And you are also the co-chair for what we call Wayne Pike NSPI, or the Northeast Suicide Prevention Initiative.
Yes, I am. And yes. I'm very happy to be part of that group. They're very, it's a very energetic group who are really committed to helping our community address all the issues surrounding suicide and bringing suicide awareness to everyone of all ages.
Right. And like when you say that, it is definitely a team approach.
Absolutely.
We have our monthly meetings, and many different community organizations and agencies come together and we discuss this.
Right. People from all walks of life. And it isn't, you know, it isn't just a social service agency kind of committee. It really, you know, it does, you know, reflect our community and people who are trying to help our community in this way.
Right.
So I'm very appreciative for everybody who participates in this initiative.
Well, and again, thank you for your leadership. And again, it is definitely a group effort, and I know you would say that.
Yes.
So September is National Suicide Prevention Month. What does that mean, you know, for us as well as our community?
Really what it means, Carol, is it's, although we try to educate our community and bring awareness 12 months out of the year, September is really that one month where we truly are focused on where the mental health advocates, prevention organizations, survivors, and the community members in general unite to promote suicide prevention and awareness. So it's a month where there'll be public service announcements, there'll be different kinds of trainings, there's things that are promoted within the school districts. Any, really, all aspects of our community will see things that, you know, throughout the month of September that will address suicide prevention. And really, and actually what happens is, because it's September, we have our annual walk in September to raise awareness for suicide prevention.
Right. And so we are going to talk about that today, right? The suicide prevention walk, or what we call the Share the Journey walk, correct?
Absolutely. Yes. Because that really is what we do, is our hope in this walk is really to share the grief and honor our loved ones. You know, we want people to come so that they know that they're not alone in this, you know, in this struggle. It's also the walk is always to raise awareness about suicide and what people can do to aid in that prevention. Also, what's really important, Carol, is to fight the stigma that stops people from asking for help. You know, it's so very sad, you know, when people think that they're all alone in this struggle. And so this walk is for people to come together and be able to talk about that and really kind of eradicate that stigma, at least for that day and for those few hours while we're all together. And then lastly, really, it is to raise funds for the local suicide prevention programs. Any funds that are generated from this walk are kept right here in Wayne and Pike counties. And that is for some educational programs for the community and to bring, you know, to bring speakers into our community and whatever it is that we may need to raise awareness.
Right. And I know, you know, being the treasurer of NSPI, yes, I know where many of those funds go to, and we do. We help, you know, promote education and awareness in schools with student clubs and stuff like that. It's so many great things that we do as an organization. So tell our listeners about that walk. You know, when is it?
Sure.
Where is it located?
Sure. It is called the Wayne Pike Suicide Prevention and Remembrance Walk. So if you have seen any of the flyers or any of the publications about it, it will have a beautiful butterfly on it. Mm-hmm. And so it's held at the Wallenpaupack Area High School on Route 6 in Hawley at the track.
Correct.
It will be on Saturday, September 14th. And registration begins at 10:30, and the program begins at 11. And then after a program, then people walk. They do actually have a walk. You can walk around that track. People tend to walk in groups and, you know, and also, but there's also really a nice, peaceful path through the woods that goes along Lake Wallenpaupack that people can walk there too. So there'll be food there. There'll be basket raffles. But most importantly, there'll be people there to be able to support others and each other in this struggle. I think the program itself will include survivors of suicide and people who will openly be able to talk about mm-hmm. what their journey has been,
right,
and how they have gone, you know, how the steps that they have taken to recovery. And sometimes that's an individual who has, you know, experienced those kinds of feelings. But it's also family members who may have right. lost somebody to suicide, or, you know, people who have survived suicide attempts. It just is such a strong supportive energy that people get there for those few hours.
Right.
It really is just a safe place to
mm-hmm.
be
mm-hmm.
And in a way of knowing that there's support and people aren't alone.
Right. And then that there are people that care and,
yes.
you know, and people that will just listen, you yes. know? So mm-hmm. if someone wants to come and just talk, there'll be many of us there mm-hmm. present at that walk that could just listen to them, you know, or just be out with people, you know, that share that, like you said, that same grief or that goal. You know, moving forward, which is truly a beautiful event that we have each year.
It is. It's very moving and emotional. Right. I know, like, a lot of times we see walks advertised and people are happy and, you know, and it is a joyous event. And this is true, but there's a solemnness to some of this that goes on here. And also what's available at this walk are resources mm-hmm. for people. And so even if, you know, someone can come and not say anything.
Right.
They can just come and be, but, you know, but they can also then learn where the resources are in our community, whether it's Wayne County or Pike County, and how they could get help for themselves or someone they're concerned about.
Right, right. And, you know, we did talk a little bit about Wayne, Pike, NSPI. Mm-hmm. Are there some goals and other things that they do throughout the year, like we mentioned, or in the past that we've done?
Yes, of course. There's because NSPI has been around for I think about 5 years. But before that, we had a walk too. We've been doing this in Wayne County for probably at least 16 years.
I think so. Yes.
And so, with this group that has come together, what their primary goal is to increase the public's perception of mental health and substance abuse and suicide as healthcare, and that recovery is possible. The number one thing is we want people to understand that recovery is possible. NSPI provides education and training and resources for people to have an open dialogue about suicide. NSPI really does a lot to inform the public of the formal and actually the informal resources in our community and where people can seek help. NSPI is helpful in encouraging people to do routine suicide screenings in schools, emergency rooms, and in the physician's offices. There are One of the things that I also think when we talk about the walk and what we're trying to do in September and throughout the whole year is I want the public to know how much NSPI brings educational resources to the community.
Right.
Those are things like adult mental health first aid, you know, the children's mental health first aid, QPR, which is called question, persuade, and refer. And all these trainings are not for clinicians. They're for people in our community so that they are comfortable talking about these issues.
Right.
It is in no way to train people to say that they can clinically manage someone who's exhibiting suicidal ideations. What it does is it gives people the resources to let them know where to refer someone, but also help them be comfortable in listening to someone.
Right.
And so not be frightened by those words of, I feel like I want to, you know, do something that's harmful, or right, I'm feeling alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of these trainings are really really for our community.
Right. And I say right because I've participated in the mental health. I've done the ASSIST training, which is a little bit more advanced than the QPR for suicide mm-hmm. awareness and prevention. It took me a couple of times to, or a couple of trainings, I should say, even different ones, to feel comfortable, you know, to know that I necessarily don't need to have all the answers,
right,
but to maybe just stay with that person and know what the resources are, what phone number I can call to get that individual help and keep them safe until that help arrives.
Exactly. And that really is, you know, this whole kind of exercise in our community is two-pronged. Of course, we have clinicians
right.
who are very well able to assist people, but we need people in our community who are the ones people go to. It's mm-hmm. our bus drivers. It's our Girl Scout leaders, our right. 4-H leaders, mm-hmm. where our young people are, and you know, and that where people may notice that somebody might be struggling
right.
and to be able to just give them the tools to be confident to say, mm-hmm. are you okay?
Right.
And to listen to them
mm-hmm.
and not be so worried about saying the wrong thing, you know, that it really will be okay.
Right.
Most people in trouble just need someone to talk to.
Exactly.
And then to be linked to whatever that right. next step is.
So speaking of, you know, yes, that next step may be, you know, Wayne County as well as Pike County, because, you know, we do really try to cover both counties close by, is what are some of the phone numbers or what is about a crisis? Because Wayne County has a crisis, right? Pike County has a crisis center.
Yes. Yes. Every county has a crisis center. Mm-hmm. Wayne County's crisis is 1-833-557-3224. Someone can also text if they're more comfortable by doing that. And that number is text 63288. And in Pike County, someone can call 1-570-992-0879 or 1-800-849-1868. And I know sometimes like they are long numbers, but if someone is really in trouble and or they really, you know, they can't get to one of those numbers in quickly, there's 988.
Right.
And so the 988 number is there as a crisis, kind of like it's a parallel to 911,
mm-hmm.
except when someone's in trouble with a mental health issue. So you can just dial 988 and they will connect you to one of those local crisis centers
right,
for
right.
help.
And then for follow-up, I know we really only have about 2 minutes left for okay. follow-up. There are ongoing services, right,
yes.
For mental health, behavioral health.
Yes.
And that's where you come in, right, in
yes.
the office that you work in.
Yes.
So can you kind of share that phone number? And Pike County has one also.
Sure. Our Wayne County Office of Behavioral and Developmental Programs and Early Intervention, the phone number is 570-253-9200. And for Pike County, it's called CMP, that stands for Carbon Monroe Pike, Mental Health and Developmental Services. And their number is 1-800-338-9200. 6467.
Right. And again, you know, I think we could probably spend another 15 minutes at least on just those services of, you know, the behavioral health and developmental offices that are available in Wayne and Pike counties, correct?
Yes. And it's a scope of services.
Right.
So it's in the mental health services, there are services for everyone from 2 years old through the lifespan. And so anyone for any of the needs can call either one of those offices, whichever county you live in. Mm-hmm. And it's the job of our office is then to connect an individual with the appropriate services.
Right. And that's it. You know, it's nice to have, I wouldn't say that one shop number, mm-hmm. but yes, that's what it is.
It's exactly what it is.
Exactly.
Yes, Carol.
Mm-hmm. So Margaret, I want to thank you so, so much for being on the show today. Again, we want to encourage people to come out to our Wayne Pike Suicide Prevention and Remembrance Walk, right?
Absolutely. Yes. And rain or shine.
Rain or shine. That's right. Yes. Rain or shine. And I will tell you, it is always shiny. It's always so sunny out. It's a beautiful day. It really is.
Yes.
You know, that September morning, September 14th.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And actually, since we've had it at Wampawpack, during that very solemn part of the ceremony, we have seen an eagle every
yes.
single year that flies over. So it's a very special walk. Again, please remember to come out Saturday, September 14th. Registration begins at 10:30. And there's free refreshments, there's giveaways, there's basket raffles, but most of all, there's love and support.
Margaret, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome. Again, this is Carol Kanier, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for listening and have a great day.